We know more than we ever have about what it takes for optimal learning, and we're putting it into practice for children across Los Altos School District. I'm Sandra McGonigal, the Superintendent of Schools.
And I'm Greg Drummond, Director of Teaching and Learning.
Welcome to the LASD Experience. All right, we're live, Gregory. Good morning.
It's happening.
It's happening. I have my coffee this morning.
Me too. Okay. It is very early in the morning, and we're going for it.
We're doing it. Welcome. Today, our topic is...
Deeper learning. Yeah. We've been, of course, talking about the wheel and working our way around the wheel. We've talked about positive developmental relationships, environments filled with safety and belonging, the fact that kids need both care and push.
Yes.
And our ultimate goal for kids is that they become writers of their own stories.
Yeah.
They have agency.
Yep, absolutely.
Whatever they want to accomplish, they feel like they can accomplish if they put their mind to it.
Absolutely.
We're shifting gear with our teachers this year.
Yep, it's been fun.
And we're going from the relationships and environments over to the next two areas of the wheel, rich learning experiences and the development of skills, mindsets, and habits.
Yep.
And one of the big ideas that has been overarching all of this is a very simple one.
Yeah.
And that is that experiences lead to outcomes.
Absolutely.
And it makes a lot of sense.
It sure does. If we want specific outcomes, we must design the experience that lead to them.
The example I keep using, I frequently use, is around critical thinking.
Yeah.
If we want kids to become critical thinkers, we have to give them opportunities where they need to think critically.
Yeah. It feels a little bit like a duh, but it does need repeating at times.
Sure.
Yeah.
It absolutely does. Because school is not just sitting in rows and having knowledge being put into your heads.
Yeah. And we've talked to our audience members about the types of outcomes we want for students, and it's more than just the academic excellence we provide,
right?
So we want to make sure kids are building those skills and habits and mindsets along the way.
We said this phrase, deeper learning.
Yes, what does that mean?
Well, deeper learning or deep learning, both are phrases that are being used in our community of progressive educators.
Yes.
And it really
around
has to do, around the globe, it really has to do with the idea of not just teaching the academics, but integrating the academics with the skills, mindsets, and habits that we want kids to develop in really innovative, student-centered ways.
Yeah, it's lovely. So this is our year to really expand on our deeper learning work across LASD. And teachers are excited about doing this work.
Mm. They're very excited. Yeah. We've been doing work with them at the start of this year. There is a buzz around this
and it's so great
what we can do in our classrooms for kids.
Yep.
There are some principles that guide the work around deeper learning.
Yes.
And you know what they are, but I'm going to say them.
I do.
The first is learn through inquiry.
Yes.
The second, amplify student voice.
Yep.
The third, activate the six C's.
Yep.
And the fourth, make learning public.
That was a really good. You're not even looking at your notes. It's very
I don't need
impressive.
To look at my notes.
I know
deeper learning,
yeah,
Sandra.
Yeah, you do. I know you, Greg. I love it. Yes, so we've been talking with teachers about these four principles of deeper learning. So do we want to talk a little bit about what the experience for kids looks like when they're doing this and how, because, you know, when we all went to school, learning pretty much was about content.
Yes.
And you were lucky if there was some skill building that maybe intentionally or unintentionally happened.
You know, I think one of the things, and I know this isn't on your little list there, all the things we're going to talk about, but there's something that like underscores all of it that's really important. And that is the idea of constructing learning.
Yes.
We've all had the experience of sitting in a class and being told information.
Yes.
And you get the teacher's version of that information. But when we are given opportunities to grapple with ideas or to make sense of a problem, then we are constructing learning for
Absolutely.
Ourselves.
And when we see a purpose for why we're learning what we're learning.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's the theory underneath all of it, is that we want kids to be making meaning for themselves, not telling them what the meaning is.
Yeah, it's so terrific.
Yeah, so there are ways we do it.
So typically in a classroom that is having a deeper learning experience, we might start by, I love this phrase that our own Sarah G, I'm sure she's stolen and or coined this phrase, who knows, but we want to start with warming up the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this opportunity to get people engaged in why,
mm-hmm.
and to really make them feel something as they're entering into this learning experience.
We've been doing this with our teachers our professional development at the start of this year. There's a poem that they've been reading that is very...
it's really incredible.
That describes the experience of kids in a class where the teacher is truly making a difference for them in who they are becoming.
Yep.
And it's hard to read that poem, and now it's escaping me the name of it and all of it, but it's hard to read that poem without feeling something in your heart and understanding this is why we're doing this work.
Exactly. So once we warm up the heart, because deeper learning is rooted in inquiry, we want to present some kind of a provocation to mm-hmm. students. And this could be in a variety of forms. It could be an interesting question for them. It could be an experience that they have.
Provocation meaning that it provokes.
Yes,
thinking
for the root.
Questioning
yes.
of some sort. Like it gets their minds going about a particular idea or
Absolutely.
Concept.
Absolutely. On the teacher end, we want to make sure that teachers are doing some intentional questioning work. So as part of that provocation and diving into the inquiry, their teachers are thinking deeply about the types of questions they want to elicit from our students,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not about the teacher asking questions to get an answer. It's about supporting kids in developing their questions.
Right.
And answering their own questions.
Sure, both.
Over time. We also want to make sure that kids are engaged in talking.
Mm.
So, yeah.
This is one of my favorite topics,
I know.
Kids don't automatically know how to talk about important ideas that they're learning about.
They sure don't.
They need to be taught how to do that,
yes.
just like everything else.
It
we need to teach them
skill.
How to do.
And I think this is a big difference in how we were educated in school. Like, there was little talking happening in my schooling experience. My job was to kind of be quiet, which was sometimes difficult for me.
And when there was talking, it was
yes.
more like, I'm going to share my answer, then it's your turn to share your answer, then it's your turn
yeah.
to share your answer, which is so different than the way we are now asking kids to talk about their learning.
Yes.
It's more about, I listen closely
yes.
to what you're saying, and I think about what I can add to it.
Correct.
Do I agree? Do I disagree? Do I have a question about what you said?
Sure. And we're building some knowledge together.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a new idea that comes because you and I have had a conversation.
Absolutely. And when I think about our six C's, this is all deeply wrapped into our
communication,
six C's. Yeah.
Critical thinking, creativity,
all of it.
So we want to make sure that kids are talking throughout this deeper learning experience in real intentional ways mm-hmm.
and practicing the skills of good communication and collaborative talk.
Right.
Then
metacognition,
yeah,
is that what we're going to talk about
next? We're
going to
talk about a little metacognition.
Metacognition, of course, is thinking about your thinking.
Thinking about your thinking. And we want to make sure that kids have an opportunity to not only participate in the learning that's happening with their peers and colleagues, but that they are thinking about their own role within the process.
Right. An example of this,
yes.
not the only type of example of this, is, you know, we walk into classrooms often, and I love when I come up next to a kid and ask them
yeah.
what they're learning.
Yeah.
And frequently they're able to say,
yeah.
here's what we've been learning about,
yep.
here's what I'm thinking,
yeah.
and here's what I think I need to learn next.
Yeah, or here's what I'm grappling with.
Yeah, here's
right?
where I'm stuck.
Yeah.
That's a skill.
It is absolutely a skill.
to be able to kind of understand where you are in the continuum of skill development and where you want to go next.
Yeah. We were just talking about this the other day. The name of my preschool was Learning to Learn, which I love. But this idea that you have to learn how to learn, and a lot of that comes through your own metacognition.
Well, and I was making the connection I mean, you're such a learner. This is like what you do. And it's not a surprise that you started school at a place called
Learning to Learn.
Sure.
Thank you, Learning to Learn Preschool. Appreciate it. Next on our list, I can barely read my own writing, is choice. We want to make sure that our deeper learning experiences have lots of choice for students. And that choice can look different depending on what the provocation and the questions are that they're asking. Sometimes teachers are providing choice around the sources that students might be accessing as part of their learning. It could be around the end product that students may be creating.
Or the process.
Or the process of how they're going to get there. But we want to make sure that kids have lots of choices and make choices that are smart as part of their metacognition to push their own learning forward.
Right.
And then finally, oh no, not finally, we have two more. We want to make sure that kids are participating in authentic tasks.
Right. Things that feel like they really matter to them.
It goes with that warming of the heart, right? Like we've warmed up the heart. They care about the learning and they're doing something meaningful with it.
It might be something that really impacts their classroom.
Sure.
Or their school community or their broader community.
Absolutely.
You saw something recently with coffee cups, if I remember correctly, that got you really jazzed.
Over in Ireland? Oh, I was so excited. Yes, the whole city of Killarney, Ireland has gotten rid of their single-use coffee cups. And I was thinking, this would be a phenomenal project for our students in LASD. How might we eradicate single-use coffee cups in the town of Los Altos?
Would be a great idea.
So fun. Yes, authentic tasks. And then lastly, there's an exhibition of learning.
Yeah, this really is more than just sharing my product at the end. Here's what I created. It has to do with both kind of like the what my process was, what I'm learning, and here's what I've created.
Yeah.
Here's what I want to do next.
Absolutely. This is why it was important to me.
This also really, it doesn't necessarily have to happen at the end of a project or the end of a unit, right? It happens throughout. Here's, I'm sharing publicly. Here's where I'm at.
Yeah.
I'm looking for some feedback around whatever the thing is. Isn't this the kind of thing we all want to be doing with our lives, and openness to the idea that there's more to learn and I want to hear feedback and I'm brave enough to share what's going on?
Absolutely. It's so great. And I'm really hoping, you know, when I was going out and about to our many back to school nights, I heard teachers talking to their parents and families who were in the classroom about wanting to invite folks in for these exhibitions of learning. So it's great. Anytime your classroom teacher lets you know that there's some kind of celebration or opportunity for students to share, we really want our parents to get into those classrooms and be great listeners and questioners and advisors and mentors to our students. It's such a great opportunity, and we have an amazing community to be able to do that.
Yeah, we there are so many great examples of all of these principles happening right now in our classrooms.
Sure are.
I think that as we go around, you know, it really is inspiring what's happening for our kids.
It sure is. It sure is. Well, there's our deep dive into deeper learning. I have a feeling we'll be talking more specifically about these things throughout the year.
Our 5-minute deep dive.
Our 5-minute deep dive. It's fine.
It's good.
It's all good.
Thanks, Sandra. A pleasure.
Thank you, Gregory.
Talking today.
Happy day.